Imagine for a second that your life had a narrator. A voice that would speak out everything that's going on in your life. And now watch as Maishi will turn the corner. His shoelaces have now become untied. And watch as the lioness will now attack the wildebeest in the jungle. And now as Sara will be going towards the synagogue to pray, recite psalms. Or maybe we'll go with an inner basketball voice of a famous sports broadcaster. And oh, and he puts the tefillin on his left arm and bang, this is unbelievable. Just imagine you had a narrator in your life. What would the script be? What would the soundtrack sound like? Hopefully it's a positive story that ends with a climax of success in your mission to obey Hashem's commandments and further Hashem's plan. And hopefully the narrator does a beautiful job on the story of your life. And in the story of the building of the Mishkan that takes up nearly half of the entire book of Exodus, the narration, the story, the line that keeps showing up that narrates beautifully all of the actions of the Jews as they build the Mishkan is, and they acted ka'asher tziva Hashem es Moshe, just like Hashem commanded Moses. And the narrator, the great teacher, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he continues, and that as soon as they built the kiyor, kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. They put up the krushim, kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. And about seven or eight times of the same axiom, that same description of they acted just like Hashem commanded Moses. I lost count, but I believe it's almost 11 or 12 times in our parsha. That axiom of kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. The goal, ladies and gentlemen, is that the narration of our life, the description, the chronicling of our days, it should always be said, the action was done, ka'asher tziva Hashem es Moshe. He danced at the wedding, just like God commanded Moses. He tied his shoes, put his right shoe on right first, left afterwards, tied the left one first, and the right shoe, he tied the laces afterwards, ka'asher tziva Hashem es Moshe. He went to work, ka'asher tziva Hashem es Moshe. He was filled with integrity in his financial matters, kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. Every single action, the narrator of our life should be able to follow the description of the action with the words kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. So I ask you, what is the script, the words of the narrator in the description of your life? Whatever it is, let's strive that it always will be filled with the words kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe, that he acted just like Hashem commanded Moses.